Welcome, dear listeners, to the 31st episode of Business Minded with Angie B. I'm your host, Angela Boone, but you can call me Angie B. I'm thrilled to embark on a journey with you, a journey that combines two of my greatest passions, business and faith. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into the powerful concept of faith in business. Yep, I said it, faith in business. We'll explore how faith can be your guiding light in the world of entrepreneurship, providing strength, wisdom, and resilience along the way. Trust me, we need it. And that's even in your career as well. So whether you're a seasoned business owner, an inspiring entrepreneur, or simply curious about how faith and business intersects, this episode is for you. Today, we'll discover the profound impact that faith can have on your entrepreneurial journey. But before we dive in, remember to hit the subscribe button and join our community, because we've got an incredible lineup of episodes coming your way. Now, without further ado, let's talk about the faith that fuels our business and inspires our dreams. This is Business Minded with Angie B. Hey, everybody, I'm so excited that you are here to listen to another episode. I know I've been MIA, but forgive me for that. I've been working hard, and we'll talk about that as we move further on in our episodes. But today I want to get right into it and talk about, what is faith in business? A faith-based approach to business is rooted in the belief that one's spiritual value and principles can and should be integrated into their entrepreneurial endeavors. I believe as a business owner, or even in your career, that that's very important, to stand on your faith, no matter what's going on around you. It emphasizes the importance of conducting business with integrity, compassion, and a commitment to ethical decision making, which is not a lot of that going around. But what's important for all of us to do is be committed to all ethical decision making. Be ethical about it, okay? Like, you know, I'm gonna talk about that a little deeper as we go on. This approach recognizes that faith can serve as a guiding force, offering strength, purpose, and a moral compass, which we all need, in the world of commerce. It encourages business leaders to prioritize principles such as honesty, which sometimes that's hard, even with workers, employees, even in your career. Okay, we have to prioritize these principles: honesty, humility, and a servant leadership. That's important, a servant leadership. So the word tells us that, which is the Bible, tells us that, dealing with a servant leadership, that you have to serve people as if you're serving God, because God is the one who ultimately gives the increase to all of us. So you can't look at that person and be like, oh, I ain't trying to do this for them. I ain't trying to do that for them. I'm sick of this. Nah, nah. Serve them as if you're serving God. Sometimes if we look at things differently, we'll come out with a different result. It could be a better result. And to view success, not just in terms of financial gain, but also in the positive impact they have on their community and the world, okay? All of this, as a business, as a leader, even in your career, as a manager, or whatever you do in life, that servant leadership is very important. Ultimately, a faith-based approach to business seeks to align one's professional life with their spiritual values, creating a holistic and purpose-driven path to success. So I think that's very important that we do that. And that's a part of dealing with faith in business. You know, it's all about your beliefs and what, you know, treat people how you want to be treated, which is the golden rule, right? So as we move into this episode, and I want to talk to you about I want to give you some practical tips for integrating faith into your business practices and your career practice. You can use both of these. And you could find, I'm only going to tell you a few of them. You might hear paper in the background, but you know, I take notes. You know, I want to make sure that I give you everything. When I'm doing my studies and I'm writing out things, I want to make sure that you actually get everything that you need. And when something comes to my spirit, I want to write it down and I want to tell you and share with you. So you're going to hear papers, you're going to hear Bibles turning, you're going to hear pages, you're going to hear everything, because I want to give you the most and the best that I can share with you in wisdom in your business and in your career life and just life period, moving in your family life even. You can use these same principles, okay? So here are some practical tips, and the rest of them will be, it's like 15 of them. So you can go over to www.businessmindedllc.com to our BM blog, and you'll be able to actually write, take your pen and pencil, take a notepad and write it down, and you can actually re-listen to this particular episode as we move forward. Okay, the first practical tip for integrating faith into your business is clarify your values. That is so important. Begin by identifying and clarifying your personal or organizational values that align with your faith. These values will serve as a foundation for your business decisions. That's so important. Clarify your values. Have values, you know, have morals. Don't be immoral. The second one is prayer and reflection. Man, this is right here. This helped me so much because, you know, let me tell you, I'm not perfect. No one is. Okay. And if they tell you they are, they're not. We're all striving for perfection. Okay. But there will be a day, one day, that we will all be perfect. Okay. When that day comes. But however, I know you're like, what? Don't worry about it. That's a side note. Okay. So you're going to hear me do side notes. Prayer and reflection. Start your day. Start your day before you get out the bed. Start your day with prayer and moments of reflection. Seek guidance and wisdom from God to help you make decisions throughout your day. One of the important scriptures that I want to write, and you're going to see scriptures on the blog as well, is Matthew 7. And the Bible starts at Matthew 7, verse 7. It said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Now, let me tell you something. I actually brought my Bible for that part because it's more to that scripture, and I want to go over here and read it. And it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeks finds, and he that knocks, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks fish, he will give them a serpent? Or if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that seek him? That's so important. That's why I'm telling you that your faith has to be strong. It has to kick in. You have to not doubt. And if you do, repent, move on, tell Satan to get thee behind ye. Satan, get thee behind me. Because he's going to always try to throw things in your mind to make you think that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that you can't do it. And that's not true, because you can do it. We cannot do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if the Bible tells us to ask and it shall be given to us, seek and ye shall find, and knock and the door shall be open unto you, and everyone that asks receiveth, and so forth and so forth, and go over there to Matthew 7 and read verse 7 through 11, or keep on going. But if he telling us that, God is not a man that he should lie, okay? So therefore, it's just things that we have to change in our life if we see that certain doors are not opening. Maybe they're not supposed to open. And if a door doesn't open, trust me, if a door closes, there's another door that's going to open that's going to be better than the door that closed, okay? So let me tell you something. And then there's other things that we have to get together in our life that is out of order, okay? And we're going to talk more of that as we go into these episodes. All right, but remember that you have to have faith in this and trust and quit doubting so much. They said, oh, ye of little faith. Come on now. Number three, set ethical standards. Develop a clear code of ethics for your business and even in your career. Ensure that it reflects your faith-based values and principles and is communicated to your employees, your partners, and your stakeholders. Don't settle for less. Okay? Be determined about what you believe. Stand on your faith. Stand on your beliefs. Stand on your values. Don't do anything unethical. So as you go over to www.businessmindedllc.com and go to the BM blog, you will see that the rest of the practical tips for integrating faith into your business practices is there. And like I said, take a pen, pencil with you and go over there. It's about 15 of them, all right? And I mean, it's something to reflect on to help you in your business and your career. Now, as we move forward, I want to give you a little bit of my personal experience and insight on faith in as an entrepreneur and in my career, because I haven't always been an entrepreneur, okay? I've also have had a career, all right? And early in my entrepreneurial journey, I encountered a significant challenge that put my faith to the test. Your faith is always going to be put to the test. I'm telling you, there's always going to be distractions. There's always going to be some type of negative stuff. But you know what? You got this with faith and God. You have it. I had just started my own construction business, and securing clients in the competitive industry was proving to be a little daunting task, okay? Financial pressures were mounting, and it seemed like my dreams of running a successful business was slipping away. You know, it's been said that as minorities, that we don't get the same opportunity as everybody else. But let me tell you something. I have to go back and tell you this. With faith in God and trusting in God and believing in Him, we can do anything. We can do anything through Christ who strengthens us. And that is so true, y'all. Because how did I get so far into what I have done if it wasn't for God? You understand? With God on our side, nothing is impossible. So, like I said, I had just started my own construction company, okay? And securing clients in a competitive industry proved to be daunting. Like I said, financial pressures was mounting, and it seemed like my dreams was running. A successful business was slipping away, and I had children, single parent. In these trying times, my faith played a pivotal role. I vividly remembered a moment of despair when, after a series of unsuccessful patches, I turned to prayer for guidance and strength. I asked for clarity in my business decisions and the patience to persevere. Over time, I found the courage to keep going, even when faced with rejections and uncertainty. And it was always a financial thing, seemed like. I'm like, what is going on? These are the services that we provided. I was very good at what I did, and I trained my people to be very good at what they do. And I brought on people who I actually had worked with prior in a job who wanted to come with me when I started my construction company. And they were very good at what they did. We worked together, and we got to know each other, and that's what happened. And so what I learned through this experience was that faith in entrepreneurship doesn't guarantee an absence of challenges, y'all. Rather, it equips you with the determination to face them head on. Faith, you hear me, faith provided me with a sense of purpose and a belief that my work had a higher meaning beyond just financial gain. And it's true. It allowed me to maintain integrity in all my dealings, even when shortcuts seems tempting. Listen, there's no shortcuts in success. I'm sorry, there's none. And I'm not sorry, but yeah, there's none. Okay, let me just tell the truth. There's no shortcuts in success. And then the thing is, what you bring it to the table? Get your training. Get your training. Whether you work for someone and learn or go to school, but get your training and get your experience. That's important. You can't just jump out there and be like, oh yeah, I can do this. Even though I said that and I did it, but I also had years of experience when I did it. So ultimately, my faith-driven approach paid off. I secured my first major client through a connection I had made many years earlier. And guess what? Didn't even really know that that was a connection. That's in my book, Faith Cometh by Hearing. And earlier, so that's what happened. And the business began to grow steadily. Looking back, I realized that my faith not only sustained me during tough times, but also helped me build genuine relationships and foster trust with clients and partners. It taught me that success in entrepreneurship is not solely about profits, y'all, but also about making a positive impact on others and staying true to your values. That's so important. This experience reinforced my belief that faith is a powerful ally in the world of entrepreneurship. It's not just a source of comfort, and not just in entrepreneurship, in your career as well, because I had strong faith when I was in a career that I had to go into, and I loved it too. I'll talk to you about that more, but not in this episode, later on down the line. It's not just a source of comfort, faith. It's a source of strength and guidance that can lead you through the ups and downs of business ownership. It's a reminder that with faith, determination, and ethical principles, y'all, you can navigate the challenges of entrepreneurship while staying true to your purpose and calling and values. I love it, y'all. I love it. So I just want to let you know that I thank you today for tuning in to an inspiring episode of Business Minded with me, your host, Angie B. I hope you've gained valuable insight and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. Remember, faith and business can go hand in hand, leading to not only financial success, but also personal growth and a positive impact on our world. As we close today's episode, I encourage you to carry these faith-based principles into your basic business practices and as a seasoned business owner as well. Stay connected with our community, share your thoughts, and keep the conversation going over at www.businessmindedllc.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we also have a private Facebook page as well. If you like to go over there, we're going to be doing some activities over there and even doing some lives, which I think is going to be great. I can't wait. And you know, and I'm going to talk more about why I got back into doing my episodes and my training with Business Minded with ENGB. It's so important to know your purpose, your calling, and you just have to know that. Until next time, keep pursuing your dreams with unwavering faith, integrity, and the belief that you can make a difference in the business world and beyond. This is ENGB signing off. Stay blessed and business-minded.